In Egypt, the 50-member committee working on the new constitution has finished voting on a draft charter amidst widespread public anger. The new draft allows the Egyptian military to preserve its wide-ranging powers. It also bans formation of religious parties or parties based on religious grounds. Israeli forces clash with protesters in several cities in the occupied territories. The protesters are taken to the streets over a plan to resettle Bedouin Arabs in the Negev Desert. Over 40 protesters have been arrested. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip also held a solidarity demonstration with the Bedouins. The Syrian military says it seized Israeli-made weaponry during operations against Takfiri terrorists in the central city of Tadmur in Homs province. Government forces have also killed several Saudi militants in the strategic region of Al-Amun, north of the capital Damascus. Ukrainian opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko has called for the resignation of President Viktor Yanukovych and his government. The country has seen violent anti-government rallies after the president's refusal to sign a trade and reform deal with the EU at a summit on Friday. In Thailand, the opposition leader has held a crisis meeting with Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. This says the opposition has vowed to continue their protest until the fall of the government. At least four people have been killed and over 100 injured in violent clashes with the police. Iran says renewing sanctions against Iranian companies by the European Union are one-sided and politically motivated. Marzia Afram says the move comes as a surprise, particularly in the wake of a recent deal between Tehran and five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Thousands of people in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore have staged a protest rally against U.S. drone strikes. The rally was organized by a coalition of around 40 religious and political parties. The protesters called for an immediate end to such strikes and the blocking of NATO supply routes to Afghanistan. Rescue crews begin removing the bodies of four confirmed fatalities from a derailed commuter train in the suburbs of New York City. Over 60 people were injured in the incident, nearly a dozen of them critically. The train was carrying about 150 passengers at the time of the crash.